This is the July 2020 Sector Insights monthly recap from Market Desk Research. The Sector Insights report is our go-to report that highlights our sector investment process, with monthly analysis of all 11 sectors and their underlying industries. This month's title, Upgrading Utilities to Neutral, Downgrading Financials to Underweight. Section 1. Current Watch List and Rationale. Real Estate. Upgrade to Overweight. In our view, expensive equity valuations and low interest rates will lead to lower expected future returns, which could push investors to real assets and private markets. We believe investors are overly negative on the sector. As an example, real estate is the only sector with negative next 12 months EPS growth as seen in Figure 4. The sector also has the lowest one-month upward revisions and second lowest three-month upward revisions as seen in Figure 10. Technicals indicate real estate could outperform in Figures 132 and 133. Materials. Upgrade to neutral. Sectors is less susceptible to inflationary pressures and could provide an inflation hedge. The sector's blended EPS growth versus the S&P 500 is improving in Figure 108, and the percentage of upward revisions is ticking up slightly as seen in Figure 109. Technicals indicate materials could outperform as seen in Figures 110 and 111. The primary risk is weak economic growth. Technology. Downgrade to neutral. Sector valuations remain stretched versus sector history and S&P 500 as seen in Figures 62 and 63. Technicals indicate future returns could be challenged in Figures 66 and 67. Mean reversion will be brutal when the trade falls apart, so rebalancing is a must. Industrials. Downgrade to underweight. We are concerned about weak capacity utilization due to lower demand. The industrial sector is highly dependent on utilization across transportation, manufacturing lines, and construction services. A second infection wave would pressure industrials' fundamentals. Section 2. Upgrade utilities to neutral. We are upgrading the utility sector from underweight to neutral. The recent three-month rally amidst a global health pandemic and economic contractions concerns us. As a result, we believe investors would be wise to decrease their portfolio beta. Utilities are oversold due to a drop in demand and provide an attractive yield at a time when dividends are being cut and interest rates are at historic lows. In our view, the data supports a utility sector upgrade. The valuation composite now sits at plus 1.6 standard deviations versus plus 2.6 standard deviations on January 31, 2020 as seen in Figure 41. Blended EPS is higher than the S&P 500 due to utilities' more stable last 12 months EPS and comparable estimated next 12 months EPS growth, as seen in Figure 42. Technicals also indicate the sector could outperform. Section 3. Downgrade financials to underweight. We are downgrading the financial sector from neutral to underweight. In June's Sector Insights edition, we highlighted financials already appeared to price in negative catalysts, which made it difficult to underweight the sector. However, we believe investors are overlooking an upcoming negative catalyst. Loan and credit growth are stalling because lenders do not know which borrowers are creditworthy. Stalling loan growth is in addition to the previously known negative catalysts of historically low interest rates, most likely priced into sector valuations and expected loans losses, partially priced in but could be underestimated. From a thematic perspective, the financial sector now faces low interest rates, an inability to confidently calculate loan losses on bank balance sheets, and negative loan growth. This combination creates significant headwinds for the sector. In our view, the data supports a financial sector downgrade. From an overall sector perspective, next 12 months EPS and next 12 months sales are only expected to grow 0.5% and 0.3%, respectively as seen in Figure 116. The bright spots in the sector are P&C insurance and insurance brokers, which are both expected to grow EPS and sales more than the sector average. Blended EPS plunged in 2020 versus the S&P 500, with both the last 12 months and next 12 months EPS growth rates below the S&P 500. Technicals are a wreck, with the year-over-year sector hovering around the minus 1 standard deviation line in Figure 121 and year-over-year relative return versus S&P 500 breaking through the minus 1 standard deviation line in Figure 120. In addition, there is a noticeable drop-off in the number of financial companies outperforming the S&P 500 over the last 12 months in Figure 123. While financials trade at a 20-year valuation low versus the S&P 500, we do not see a sector catalyst to justify a financials neutral weighting. Our preferred financial industries are P&C insurance and investment banks. The P&C insurance tactical trade is discussed in the June 11, 2020 Friday Strategist. The investment bank tactical trade is discussed in the May 22, 2020 Friday Strategist. Thanks for listening to this month's Sector Insights from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.